At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Oh, baby, let's have some fun tonight, Kansas City. Royals win. Royals even up the series. 4-1 the final score. And what an enjoyable game. What an enjoyable night. Just a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday night in Kansas City. Where else would you rather be than right here at Kauffman Stadium, watching your boys in blue pick up the win. Can we have fun tonight? Can we enjoy this win? I know I am. I got a bunch of caffeine pumping through me right now. Man, did I enjoy that game. Right, Royals led throughout, never trailed, and yet it was always a close game, always an entertaining game. If you were one of the near 14,000 in attendance, I'd love to hear the stories. I got to imagine you had a good time. So much to discuss. So many of the young, homegrown, unproven position players that we've talked about so much in this evaluation season of 2023. So many of those young players gave us highlights tonight. Highlight reel at bats, base running, defensive web gems, and we'll get to all of it. But you know where we got to start tonight. We got to start on the mound, and we got to give credit where credit is due. Mike Myers. How about the performance from the 31-year-old that many of you hadn't heard of 10 hours ago? All he does is strike out 8 of the first 13 batters that he faces. He throws 84 pitches, gives you 4 2/3 innings of one-run baseball, and walks only one batter. If you've been dialed into this team all season, you understand how gargantuan that is. For someone to take you into the fifth inning and walk only one. Bravo, Mike Myers. I hope everyone leaving Kauffman Stadium's applauding. And you guys did a great job. When he was coming off the mound, you let him hear it, and he deserved it. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. For as much as this season, this very disappointing season that still has the boys 20 games below 500. I haven't lost sight of that. Trust me, I've watched all 50 games. But for as much as this season is about those younger bats, those unproven position players, tonight was about the pitching, the defense, the base running. It was a total team effort tonight, but nothing reigns larger than the job on the mound tonight by Mike Myers, by Jose Kwas, who created his own mess but then found a way to get out of it. Jose Kwas, 11th scoreless appearance in his last 13 trips to the bump. And then he hands it off to Josh Staumont, who throws a scoreless frame, his 13th scoreless appearance in his last 16 trips to the bump. And then Taylor Clark throws a 1-2-3 eighth inning and extends his scoreless streak to 9 2/3 innings. And then what more can you say about Aroldis Chapman? Dear God Almighty, could you imagine standing in there against him and being a left-handed hitter? Oh my gosh. He pumps 102.6 past Jake Rogers and his beautiful Fu Manchu. And then 102.8 miles per hour past Eric Haas. Aroldis Chapman pitching on back-to-back nights, something that we've discussed on this show, something that we've been concerned about on this show. No need to be concerned tonight. 14 pitches does the trick, and Aroldis Chapman picks up career save number 317. That's good for 24th all-time. So tonight's about the pitching. We'll get to the hitting and the defense and the base running momentarily, but I want to hear from you, Kansas City. I got to imagine you're enjoying this one. If you were in the building, I know you're enjoying this one. If you're listening at home or in your car, I hope you're having a nice night. I hope the Royals put a smile on your face because they certainly did me. Phone lines are open. Again, 913-586-7610. Let's start off in Lenexa. Spencer, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, just leaving the stadium. Like you said, just a tremendous effort from the pitching staff tonight and really refreshing, right, to see some guys get ahead in some counts. And even when Kwas came in and, you know, fell behind in a few counts and really battled and got back in there. And just refreshing to be in the stand, see some guys fill it up and seeing the guys have some fun out there. Just kind of what you go out to the ballpark to see.
Yeah, yeah. Spencer, great way to get us started, man. Great job. Yeah, you know, if you showed up, I really don't care who your favorite player is, what your favorite aspect of this beautiful game is. You saw what you wanted to see. If you showed up to watch Salvador Perez, big sack fly in the fourth inning, doing what vets do, what needs to be done in this at-bat? What I must do is get that man home from third, and that's exactly what Salvador Perez did. If you showed up to watch Bobby Witt Jr., I know he started off with that strikeout in the first and a fly out in the third, and he was, at that point, 0 for his last 13. And then he lays down a bunt. Oh, I could have ran down to the field and hugged him. I don't know why he doesn't do that at least once a series. You're so freaking fast. If they're ever playing at the bag or behind the third base bag, buddy, drop that bad boy down. They got no chance against it. Wonderful idea from Bobby. And then he steals second base and comes around to score on Edward Olivares' RBI to the opposite field. Just a little flare to right center field, scores Bobby Witt Jr. from second base. If you showed up and you're a young pitcher, or you used to be a pitcher, boy, you saw everything you could want. A starting pitcher, a veteran starting pitcher, who I call him a veteran because he's made, what, 200 appearances in the big leagues? And yet tonight was only his 7th career start. You'll watch a guy go out there and command the strike zone. 84 pitches, 54 of them find the zone. And then you see Aroldis Chapman, one of the great relievers of this generation, come out with absolute gas in the 9th inning. If you came to the ballpark in hopes of seeing defense, well, Michael Massey, very well positioned, so nice job by the coaching staff, but also Nice reflexes by the 25-year-old second baseman as he dives to catch a 105-mile-per-hour line drive off of the bat of Jake Rogers, saving at least one run there in the sixth inning as the Royals hang on to a 4-1 lead at that point, and that would be our final score. And if you showed up because you were hoping to teach your son or daughter the intricacies of base running and how taking that extra 90 feet is always so very key, well, you saw that in Michael Garcia going first to third in that three-run fourth inning. Edward Olivares with a great example of base running in the second inning. Now, he was stranded at third, but very encouraged with the base running that I saw tonight. Aggressive, confident, running with conviction. I think that's the word that Q used. And he's obviously right on point with that. Just a tremendous night. Tremendous night. Royals win 4-1, the final score. They'll look to take the series tomorrow night with Zach Greinke on the hill. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's also our text line number, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Someone else leaving Kauffman Stadium's our good buddy Tyler. He joins us now. Tyler, what'd you think of that one?
Well, I'll tell you what, Vern, way to kill it on the intro. You're firing me up to get it started. But hey, I'll lead this off with a stat here. Some of this is meaningful, some of this not so much, but the Royals as an organization delivered a starting pitcher's ERA of 0.73 today. How about that?
How about it?
And right in the middle of it, Mike Myers, I know he's 31, nobody's evaluating him, nobody's building around him, but it's something that J.J. Piccolo talked about yesterday. You have two starting pitchers on the IL, guys need to come up and take advantage of rare opportunities, and anything that these guys can do to fill in these innings and protect the trade assets that are currently Aroldis Chapman and Scott Barlow in that bullpen is massive. And Mike Myers did exactly that tonight. Two more players I want to shout out. Michael Garcia, three-hit night. He's a streaky hitter. He's 23. It's something we should come to expect. But I think over the last week or so, his on-base percentage is right around 500. So even as the hits haven't come at times, he's had back-to-back multi-walk games coming into tonight. So good to see him. Put barrel to ball, put together three hits, and then Edward Olivares taking a couple change-ups outside and just hitting them where they were pitched, flinging them out in the right field. Good piece of hitting from him, and a good night for the boys. So see you tomorrow, Vern. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, great call as always, Tyler. Nice to hear from you. Phone line is open for you, 913-586-7610. I co-sign everything that Tyler normally says, especially that phone call. That was tremendous, especially his point about Mike Myers. Not only to JJ's point about, you know, someone needs to step up, right? We talked about that earlier today on the On Deck show. Now, Brady needs to pitch better. Jordan Lyles needs to pitch better. But when given an opportunity, take advantage of it. Mike Myers did that tonight. But also, you know, credit to the Royals front office. You know, these are the kind of performances that we need more of. These, you know, minor league signings, you know, the professional scouting within that Royals front office. Gene Watson and the boys doing a great job. Right? This is how you're going to win. Not just this season, but moving forward. You know, winning in the margins. Finding those players that are overlooked by others that you think that if we can get them, we can unlock something, or he can fill a hole that we have in the rotation, the bullpen, the bulk guy, whatever it might be. These are the type of players that Kansas City needs to find, develop, and unleash. So credit to, first and foremost, Mike Myers going out there. 4 2/3 innings, one run on 6 hits, only one walk, and again, 8 punch-outs as the Royals win 4-1. Let's go to Drew in Platte City. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead, Drew.
Hey, Vern. Awesome game. I just left it. Let's talk a little bit about offense. And I say it that way because, you know, Mike Myers had a great game tonight, but I'm curious about your thoughts on our offense didn't produce until four innings into the game. I didn't know the speed of the pitches tonight being at the game, but our pitching is doing a decent job, but if they don't have offense behind them, it's sort of demeaning to them at times. Great pitching tonight. It was an awesome game. Love being at a win, like everybody does. But
right.
Do you see our offense improving, getting better, or it's just too sporadic?
Well, a long answer. Probably, I always have long answers, Drew, but I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I see the offense improving. It's going to remain sporadic because six of your nine starters, just about every night, are 25 or younger. More than half of your lineup every single night is in its first full big league season. Shoot, man, the championship squad of Haas and Moose, Kane, Gordo, and the rest, those guys were sporadic throughout 2012, 13, and even 2014. They didn't become killers until 2015. That's when you were getting consistent quality plate appearances night in and night out when they were champions. But in 2014, that team would ebb and flow together. They'd all slump together. They'd all get red hot together. So that's only going to continue as this season progresses. At 112 games to go, it's going to be up and down all year, in my opinion, with these young bats. Now, I disagree with your point, though, Drew. I disagree that the pitching has been decent. It has not been decent. You got to go back to April 17th for the last time a starting pitcher not named Brady Singer gave you a quality start. It's more than 5 weeks ago. So the pitching hasn't held up its end of the bargain. As I say all of that, Bubich is done for the year. Daniel Lynch is yet to throw a pitch in the big leagues. Ryan Yarbrough's out for a minute, right? Angel Zerpa is yet to do anything this season. Brad Keller's on the IL. So you understand that the pitching is going to struggle. Hopefully it ends soon, right? Daniel Lynch pitched his tail off earlier this morning. If you missed that, 61 pitches was all he needed to throw six scoreless innings. Didn't walk a batter, punched out five, had to go throw another 20-some-odd pitches in the bullpen just to get that pitch count up. So maybe we see Daniel Lynch Sunday or Monday against the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll see. So maybe the pitching is turning around. Maybe. If it does, well, you know what? It'd be nice to see the pitching carry this team from time to time. I know they tried to early on in the season. Early on in the season, Keller and Bubich and Lyles pitching their tails off. And the offense was no-showing, gripping it a little bit too tight, pressing somewhat offensively. But until the pitching can find that consistency, until this rotation has consistent names in it, it's always going to come down to these young bats.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Talk about it every day on the On Deck Show. If Brady Singer's not on the hill, how often can the young bats put the team on their back and carry him to victory? Now, we know Salvi's capable of doing it. We've watched Salvi do it for the past three, four, five seasons. Now, losing seasons, so we know Salvi alone is not enough. If the Royals are going to win without the aid of Brady Singer, Bobby and Prado, Pasquantino and Melendez, Massey and Garcia are going to be the reason why. I mean, you can make the case they were the reason why you won tonight. And it's Massey and Garcia's RBI knocks in the fourth that turn out to be the game winner. Bobby Witt Jr.'s bunts, stolen base, and base running ability turns into your fourth and final run. So the young bats did enough to win. But of course, the star of this game tonight was Mike Myers, was that bullpen as they hold the Tigers to 8 hits and only 1 run. So to answer your question, a long-winded answer as I promised, yes, I see the offense improving. They've been much better here in the month of May. Now, it's always going to ebb and flow. Guys are going to go through slumps, right? MJ had a rough night. Now, Prado didn't collect a hit despite being atop the lineup, but when you're getting that kind of production from Massey in the 7th spot and Garcia in the 8th spot, it's what good teams do. And everyone's not going to be clicking every single night. But if you have depth, if you have 6 or 7 guys that have the ability to beat you, have the ability to drive in that big run, well, now you might have something. But it was always my thought coming into the season that if the Royals were going to compete in 2023, they were going to be led by their offense. Even with a healthy Lynch and a healthy Bubich and a healthy Keller, I still thought this team needed to be led by its bats. Needed to be Salvi and Vinny and Bobby and MJ every single night with help from the complimentary pieces like Michael Massey and Michael Garcia and Nick Prado and the rest. I still believe that. Still believe if this team's going to get hot, it's going to have to do more with the bats than the arms. And to be honest with you, I say that because I think there's more talent in the lineup than there is on the pitching staff. I say that respectfully. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. We'll head inside that Royals clubhouse and get back to your thoughts right after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
4-1, the final. Royals win, even up this 3-game series with the Tigers, and they'll look to take the series tomorrow night. Zach Greinke facing the left-hander Matthew Boyd. It's a 6:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air live from Craft and Draft with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30, giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout come to Kauffman Stadium on Father's Day. I'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets tomorrow, again, beginning at 5:30 with the On Deck Show. Royals have won 5 of 7 here at Kauffman Stadium, and with the win tonight, they snap that 4-game losing streak. We'll head inside the Royals clubhouse here from Bobby Witt and Mike Myers coming up in just moments. But first, let's go back to you. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, 913-586-7610 is this game. Had everything you could possibly want. If you're a Royals fan, certainly had everything you could ask for, right? I do have a question. It might be too late. Maybe I should have thrown it out right out of the gate. Who are you more sold on right now? And if you don't feel like dialing me up, you can just shoot me a text at the J Southland Tow Service text line. Same number as our phone number, 913-586-7610. Who are you more sold on or closer to being sold on? As far as them being a piece for the next championship team in Kansas City, them to be starting every game for the 2024 and 5 and 2026 Kansas City Royals. Michael or Michael? Massey or Garcia? Now, you know how I feel about Michael Massey. I fell in love with that ball player last year in spring training. And I've told you how I feel about Michael Garcia. I was wrong in my initial assumptions. And it was really just dating back to the dropped pop-up last year against Toronto. Looked as if his focus would drift at times. But maybe that was just me being a hater or nitpicking. Because the dude's just smooth, cool, calm, and collected. He is just a ball player with those bloodlines. And I'm not Ronald Acuna might be the best player on the planet right now, might be the National League MVP. But go watch Acuna's ABs. You can see Michael Garcia swing when you're watching his cousin. Easy pop, man. Opposite field, easy pop. Garcia tonight, 3 for 4. He drives in the Royals' second run, which turns out to be the game-winning run. So who are you more sold on, text line? Michael or Michael? Of course, tonight is all about Mike. Mike Myers, 8 strikeouts in the first 13 batters that he faces. And the Royals win 4-1. Let's go to our buddy Ty in Sedalia. Ty, thanks for the phone call. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, it feels good to win, and it feels good to end a losing streak today. And, you know, it even feels even better if the pitching was good. I mean, I know you're talking about Michael and Michael, but I guess the real Mike we need to be talking about is Mike Meyer. Because he looked pretty good out there. Now, we should have kept him out there that last third of an inning and gave him a win. He was doing pretty good. 8 strikeouts. He's doing better than all the other starting pitchers we've seen this year. So I'm glad that a good performer starting in the bullpen did excellent. And Chapman, I'm kind of surprised on back-to-back games he was able to close it off. But pretty good job. And just happy about a win here today. But I guess to answer your question, I feel like we should get Michael Garcia.
I got you. Well, they're both here. Neither one of them is going anywhere. Garcia 23, Massey 25. Now, they ain't going anywhere. And as far as the decision to pull Mike Myers there in the fifth inning, look, for as much as you want him to get the win, man, I wanted the Royals to get the win. And I'm sure Myers agrees. You're 21 games below 500, man. You got to climb out of this hole. However you got to do it, however many pitchers it takes, find a way. And they did tonight. Myers gives up back-to-back singles after a 5-4-3 double play, which, by the way, Garcia, again, just so smooth. Actually, you know what? That might just be a me thing. Watching a third baseman start the 5-4-3 double play, that throw from third base to second base, it's always nerve-wracking for me, and man, does he make it look easy. 5-4-3 double play, but then back-to-back singles to the 1-2 hitters of the Detroit Tigers, and that's when Matt Cotrero makes his way to the mound to pull Myers to bring in Jose Kwas to face Javi Baez. I can't hate on that. Got no issue with that. Kwas would give up an RBI single to Javier Baez, but nothing more. Nice play by Vinny Pasquantino, diving to snag a liner off of the bat of Spencer Torkelson to finish off that threat in the fifth. And after an odd error from Bobby Witt Jr. as he appeared to attempt to rush what could have been an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play, instead he just whiffs, drops the ball, and the bases are loaded with only one out. That's when Michael Massey makes that diving stab on a 105-mile-per-hour line drive off of the bat of Jake Rogers. And then Kwas gets Jake McKinstry swinging through a sinker to finish off that bases-loaded threat in the sixth. And then that's about as nerve-wracking as it got, as Staumont only faces three in the seventh. Taylor Clark goes through Detroit 1-2-3 in the eighth. And Aroldis Chapman is still, I think, standing on the mound flexing on Eric Haas after finishing off that save. 102.8 miles per hour. Go sit down, Eric. Man. Was that today? That may have been yesterday. Aroldis Chapman walked by me as I'm sitting in the dugout. First of all, that's just always neat, right? It's his first year in Kansas City. We've watched him from afar. It's cool having a guy with Hall of Fame credentials, a guy that can at least make a case. He's top 25 all-time in saves. Nice seeing him walk through the Royals' dugout. And I've never seen triceps on a baseball player like that. I mean, his arms. Those aren't baseball arms, man. Those are, you know, like defensive end arms or tight end arms or world-class weightlifter, just the dude. Maybe threw it 103 miles per hour. You know, newsflash, Vern. Of course, the dude's yoked. All right, let's head inside the clubhouse. Let's hear what Bobby Witt Jr. had to say. I'm interested to hear what the 22-year-old had to say. By the way, he's only a few weeks away from turning 23. But you heard Matt Cotrero earlier when asked about Bobby's night. And I mentioned earlier the wonderful decision to lay down a bunt. I don't know why he doesn't do that once a series. Again, anytime the third baseman's playing behind the bag, lay it down, man. They ain't getting you. Easier said than done. I understand that. Bunting is not easy. But Q said that Bobby said that was his first ever bunt. That can't be right. I thought Q was being facetious, but I'm still learning him. He's hard to read sometimes, very dry. There's just no way. I swear he's laid down bunts before. How can you not when you're the fastest player in the sport? It's right there for you. Anyway, let's hear what he had to say to the media afterward, courtesy of our friends at Bally Sports Kansas City. Here's Bob.
Why? You did it so perfectly, and you got such speed. Why don't you do that like every other game or something?
You're telling me. I know. It's just it's one of those things where I never really I think about it, and I don't do it. I actually thought about doing the first pitch, and I swung, and then I was like, all right.
How good was it to kind of break out of that and get on base right there and make that you're a run?
Yeah, definitely. That's what my job is to do when I get on base, is try to score runs. And so that's what I'm trying to do anytime I get on, and that's just trying to help the team as much as possible. And I know I haven't really been doing, I guess, my job. So it's just trying to, anyhow.
Yes, but is there a difference dropping down in the order a little bit? You batted six yesterday, then you batted four tonight, and you're approaching at the plate.
I just kind of keep it the same. Just trying to, my approach, just pick out a good pitch and just kind of do that. Just it's an honor to kind of be in a big league lineup. So that's the goal. Just trying to be there and do my job, whatever place it is in the lineup.
Do you feel like it kind of helped you relax a little bit, knowing you don't have to lead off and you kind of settle in the game more, or are you just still the same mentality?
Yeah, I think it's always the same. It's a big league at bat, and so you don't want to try to change it from any differently. You just know that you're not leading off that first spot, and so that's really the biggest difference.
Bobby Witt, 2-for-4, one of four Royals with multiple hits. Bobby, Edward Olivares, Michael Massey, and a three-hit night from Michael Garcia, his third three-hit night of the season. Royals win 4-1. They look to take the series tomorrow night with Zach Greinke on the hill, 6:40 for the first pitch, with the on-deck show beginning at 5:30. Let's go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Chuck and Di writing in, driving home from the game. Great weather, even better game, Vern. Mike Myers was awesome. Would have loved for Nate Eaton to have gotten a hit when he came up, but we are wondering, did something happen to Vinny? Well, thanks for writing in. Appreciate you guys listening. Get back safe. Well, I didn't ask Matt Cotrero if there was something going on with Vinny, so I might be speaking out of school, but I don't think so, right? I think that was just, Prado's a better defensive first baseman. Nate Eaton's better in left. You have the lead. Put your best defense out there. I think that's just like back in the glory days. Late in the game, you want your best defensive outfield. They'd bring Gerard Dyson in, and he'd play center. Lorenzo Cain would move over to right. No, Royals up 4-1. That was after the bottom of the seventh inning. So, you're going to play defense in two more innings. You're going to come to the dish, hopefully only one more time. Vinny may not come to the plate. That was the right move, in my opinion. And I'm assuming that it was putting the best defense on the field. Chuck, Dye, thank you very much. Back to the text line. Hayden in Lenexa writes in, Vern, nice to get a win. Very impressive stuff from Mike Myers. Do you think we'll see Daniel Lynch this weekend after his dominant performance this afternoon? Possibly, maybe. If not Sunday against Washington, I would hope Monday against St. Louis in St. Louis. Have you guys looked at the schedule? So weird. Monday and Tuesday in St. Louis, and then they don't play Wednesday or Thursday. They got 2 days off in a row. When does that ever happen? There's also a point in the season where they have a Sunday off. So this newfangled schedule where everyone plays everyone else at least once, it's screwing up my vibe, screwing up my routine. 2 days off in a row, I'm not going to know what to do with myself. But yeah, Daniel Lynch, hey man, that was, without question, the best outing he's had. His fifth start of his rehab assignment. Again, six innings, no runs, no walks, three hits, five strikeouts. Lynch threw 61 pitches, only 14 missed the zone. Yeah, the 26-year-old was dialed in. Went out to the bullpen after the game, got the pitch count up to about 85. I would hope that we would see him. Now, what we saw tonight from Mike Myers certainly makes you feel better moving forward about him grabbing one of these rotation spots for the time being. All right, Max Castillo didn't do anything to embarrass himself, so I'm not going to put him down. But I'd much rather have the 26-year-old Daniel Lynch getting the nod than the 31-year-old Mike Myers. I'd much rather have the 26-year-old Daniel Lynch than the 24-year-old Max Castillo. Just stuff-wise, first-round pick-wise. Hopefully they can all contribute and all have good seasons. But yeah, Daniel Lynch, to me, joins Brady Singer in the reason-to-tune-in department. Right, I've said, when Brady Singer's pitching, in my opinion, the team's fun. Because you have a young, homegrown a young homegrown pitcher with years of team control ahead of him. surrounded by position players, a large majority of them homegrown with years of team control ahead of them. That's fun. I know the record isn't what anyone wanted, but we knew this was going to be an evaluation season, so I can evaluate a young homegrown pitcher surrounded by young homegrown position players. That's exciting. So yeah, give me another one of those guys. Bring Daniel Lynch up. I'd love to see that. Text line 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks. Vern, Aroldis Chapman is absolutely amazing. He's a World Series caliber player, and he'll earn every dollar of that contract. Yeah, no doubt. Well, there's no debate. He's a World Series caliber player. He already has a ring from his time with the Chicago Cubs. Raj, you know that. And yeah, he's going to earn every single penny. He's earned every penny that the Royals have paid him, and wherever he is traded to prior to the August 1st deadline. Honestly, I really don't care how he performs for any other team. So long as he brings a healthy return in that trade, and he continues to perform like we saw tonight, that's all I care about. We'll get back to your text messages, we'll get back to your phone calls, and we'll hear from the star of the night, Mike Myers, as the Royals win 4-1. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
4-1, the final score. Royals even up this three-game series with the Tigers behind. Just a tremendous all-around effort from your boys in blue, led by the 31-year-old on the mound, Mike Myers. Strikes out 8 of the first 13 batters that he faces, a career high. 8 strikeouts across 4 2/3 innings of one-run baseball, walks only 1, and scatters 6 hits. He does not factor in the decision. The win goes to Jose Kwas, but really the pitching staff as a whole deserves a big old shiny W for their performance tonight. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Same as our text line number, 913-586-7610. My game notes after this 3-run victory are brought to you by J Southland Tow Service. I mentioned Mike Myers. It was his 7th career start, as I mentioned. But he's the 10th different pitcher to start a game for the Royals this season. I've only played 50 games, 10 different starting pitchers. And you might go, oh yeah, well, what do you expect? The Royals are 20 games below 500, second worst record in Major League Baseball. Of course, yeah, you don't have enough pitching. Well, the only team that's used more starting pitchers than your boys in blue? The Tampa Bay Rays, a team 20 games over 500. That's baseball. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse and hear from the star of the night, Mike Myers. 4 2/3, 1 run on 6 hits. This audio courtesy of our friends at Bally Sports Kansas City. And you know what? Let's thank Jeff Montgomery of Bally Sports Kansas City for bequeathing his number 21 to Mike Myers, right? Maybe it was the number, the Royals Hall of Fame number, number 21, that made Myers deal in the fashion that he did. Let's hear from the right-hander.
I just felt like we had a good game plan. Sal and I, you know, put together a good game plan with the pitching staff before the game. Talking to Zach and stuff, going over some stuff the first couple of days. So I thought a lot of it was just executing the game plan and getting ahead, like the pitching staff has preached since the beginning of spring training. So a lot easier to pitch when you're ahead and kind of ran into some trouble in the fifth inning there. And I think a lot of it had to do with just falling behind.
Yeah, it seems like you were pounding the zone a lot, especially with your fastball, your slider, your cutter. Was that something you had intent to do from the early start?
Throw strikes?
Yeah.
I intended to throw strikes at the beginning of the game. I think it just, I would have liked to go a little bit deeper, help the guys out in the bullpen down there. you know, but I think I was able to throw strikes, you know, with all my pitches. And I think, you know, when you're able to do that, it just keeps the hitters off balance. And, you know, definitely relied a little heavier on my slider. But it was working for me, and the command of it was good tonight.
Deeper meaning, at least one more out to get five in?
I don't know. I mean, at least a couple more. You know, we won. That's all that matters. But, you know, the bullpen, you know, pitched really well at the back end, scored some runs, played some good defense, and, you know, that's how you win a Major League Baseball game.
Were you running on empty, or did you have fuel left when you came out?
I would have liked some more hitters, but I definitely, let's just say the adrenaline in the big leagues is a little more taxing than the adrenaline in AAA. So, you know, but I think it just, you know, hopefully another start, and just, you know, using that adrenaline the right way.
Yeah, that's really good. Really good there from Mike Myers. On this show, we refer to it as big league pressure. It's just, it's different. It's different when you lead. It's different, you know, later in the season. It's different if you're on a good team. There's a lot of different levels to big league pressure, but I mean, how much do I know? Mike Myers, impressive performance, bullpen, base running, defense, offense. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. I'm seeing a lot of love, deservedly so, for Mike Myers. Dan and KCK giving some love. Text here from the 816 and our buddy Anthony in Blue Springs. Vern, I think tonight was about Mike Myers. He was dealing. I loved his performance. Garcia, Olivares, Massey, good game for those youngsters. Bobby dropping the bunt was awesome. Vern, appreciate the time. Signed, Anthony in Blue Springs. Yeah, it's always nice when the boys win, and it's always nice when every different facet of the game contributes. Now, I'll take a win, however. You know, if Zach Greinke wants to spin a no-hitter tomorrow, that'd be very nice. If Salvador Perez wants to go classic captain, drive in four, and the Royals win 4-3 because Greinke delivers another Greinke special, at five innings and a chance to win, I'm all for it. But these are the kind of games that I know I show up for. Well-rounded efforts. These are the type of games I show up for, but also great pitching matchups. In case you needed to know that. Spike in St. Joe. Saw the boy tonight, Spike. He writes in, Vern, I want Nicky Lopez playing third base, and I want him as our leadoff hitter. All right, Spike. You know, I'm not going to say anything bad about Nicky Lopez. I'll tell you that right now. I'm fine with him, you know, starting all over the infield. But I want Bobby at short. I want Michael Garcia in the lineup. I want Michael Massey in the lineup. Now, Nicky Lopez is the best defensive infielder you have. He's got very good bat-to-ball skills. I think Nicky Lopez could have a tremendous career as a utility infielder. I think Nicky Lopez could win championships as a utility infielder. I think Nicky Lopez could be like Jerod Dyson if he accepts and embraces that role, which it obviously looks like he is. He's top-stepping it throughout this one tonight. Nick Prado in the leadoff spot for a second straight day. He goes 0-for-4, does draw a walk in that three-run fourth inning. Spike, I appreciate you listening. Joey in Grain Valley giving some love to Mike Myers. Scott in Kansas City answering the question of Michael or Michael. Who are you more sold on? Who are you closer to being sold on? I love them both. I'm having a difficult time answering the question, to be quite honest. Scott in Kansas City is not, though. He writes, definitely Michael Massey. As a matter of fact, Vern, I would be in favor of a long-term deal. Well, yeah, I don't... he's 25. you have him until he's at least 30, right? He's not going to hit free agency until he's 31. I don't think you need to even consider that right now. Respectfully, I don't think you need to consider that. Scott in Phoenix, spreading more Mike Myers love. Although, Scott, you called it a decent performance. I don't know what you were expecting from Mike Myers coming into the game, but that to me was more than decent. He writes, a decent performance from Mike Myers, who Fesco, of course, insisted on confusing with Austin Powers yesterday. Vern, we need those young bats to keep up what they did tonight, and maybe we can slowly climb out of this hole we're all too accustomed to being in. Looking for a series win tomorrow with Grinke on the hill. Thanks for reading my text, signed Scott in Phoenix. From the 620 and John in Mission. Vern, I love to see Raid the Zone being taken to heart. Something to be said about veterans taking advantage of limited opportunities to show the young bucks that production is what warrants playing time. Now, concerning your question of Michael and Michael, I like them both, but I'm leaning Michael Garcia at the moment if I have to pick. Signed, John in Mission. Well, you do have to pick, so thank you. LaDonna, where have you been? I know where you've been. You've been cheering on the boys in blue. You just have a tough time when they're going through rough patches. Now, I feel you. She writes in, Vern, Michael Massey continues to impress on offense and defense. He's a keeper on my team. Yeah, he sure did tonight. Saved at least one run in the sixth inning with that diving catch. Drove in a run with that one-out double to right in the fourth inning. And led off the eighth inning with a single to right field. LaDonna, hope to hear from you soon. Hope to see you out at Craft and Draft even sooner. Riley in Lotawana writes in, Vern, Bobby looks like a different hitter out of the leadoff spot. I think Michael Massey is going to be around the league for a decade. However, Michael Garcia has the higher ceiling, in my opinion. Yeah, I would agree with that. He's, 2.5 years younger? Sure. A little bit, he's a better athlete, right? You're not going to put Michael Massey in center field, but you can Michael Garcia, so I would agree with that point. I agree with the Michael Massey point as well. He's a ball player, man. We talked about it last year. I called him a dirtbag in the best possible way, a guy that I thought, when he was little, I bet you he slept in his baseball pants. Just loves the game, eats.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And a three-hit night from Michael Garcia, his third three-hit night of the season. Royals win 4-1. They look to take the series tomorrow night with Zach Greinke on the hill, 6:40 for the first pitch, with the on-deck show beginning at 5:30. Let's go to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Chuck and Di writing in, driving home from the game. Great weather, even better game, Vern. Mike Myers was awesome. Would have loved for Nate Eaton to have gotten a hit when he came up, but we are wondering, did something happen to Vinny? Well, thanks for writing in. Appreciate you guys listening. Get back safe. Well, I didn't ask Matt Cotrero if there was something going on with Vinny, so I might be speaking out of school, but I don't think so. Right? I think that was just, you know, Prado's a better defensive first baseman. Nate Eaton's better in left. You have the lead. Put your best defense out there. I think that's, you know, just like back in the glory days. Late in the game, you want your best defensive outfield. They'd bring Jerod Dyson in, and he'd play center. Lorenzo Cain would move over to right. No, Royals up 4-1. That was after the bottom of the seventh inning, so you know, you're going to play defense in two more innings. You're going to come to the dish, hopefully only one more time. Vinny may not come to the plate. That was the right move, in my opinion. And I'm assuming that it was putting the best defense on the field. Chuck, Dye, thank you very much. Back to the text line. Hayden in Lenexa writes in, Vern, nice to get a win. Very impressive stuff from Mike Myers. Do you think we'll see Daniel Lynch this weekend after his dominant performance this afternoon? Possibly, maybe. If not Sunday against Washington, I would hope Monday against St. Louis in St. Louis. Have you guys looked at the schedule? So weird. Monday and Tuesday in St. Louis, and then they don't play Wednesday or Thursday. They got 2 days off in a row. When does that ever happen? There's also a point in this season where they have a Sunday off. So this newfangled schedule where everyone plays everyone else at least once, it's screwing up my vibe, screwing up my routine. 2 days off in a row, I'm not going to know what to do with myself. But yeah, Daniel Lynch, hey man, that was, without question, the best outing he's had. His fifth start of his rehab assignment. Again, six innings, no runs, no walks, three hits, five strikeouts. Lynch threw 61 pitches, only 14 missed the zone. Yeah, the 26-year-old was dialed in. Went out to the bullpen after the game, got the pitch count up to about 85. I would hope that we would see him. Now, what we saw tonight from Mike Myers certainly makes you feel better moving forward about him grabbing one of these rotation spots for the time being. All right, Max Castillo didn't do anything to embarrass himself, so I'm not going to put him down. But I'd much rather have the 26-year-old Daniel Lynch getting the nod than the 31-year-old Mike Myers. I'd much rather have the 26-year-old Daniel Lynch than the 24-year-old Max Castillo, just stuff-wise, first-round pick-wise. Hopefully they can all contribute and all have good seasons. But yeah, Daniel Lynch, to me, joins Brady Singer in the reason to tune in department. Right, I've said, when Brady Singer's pitching, in my opinion, the team's fun. Because you have a young, homegrown pitcher with years of team control ahead of him, surrounded by position players, a large majority of them homegrown with years of team control ahead of him. That's fun. I know the record isn't what anyone wanted, but we knew this was going to be an evaluation season, so I can evaluate a young homegrown pitcher surrounded by young homegrown position players. That's exciting. So, yeah, give me another one of those guys. Bring Daniel Lynch up. I'd love to see that. Text line 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks. Vern, Aroldis Chapman is absolutely amazing. He's a World Series caliber player, and he'll earn every dollar of that contract. Yeah, no doubt. Well, there's no debate. He's a World Series caliber player. He already has a ring from his time with the Chicago Cubs. Raj, you know that. And yeah, he's going to earn every single penny. He's earned every penny that the Royals have paid him, and wherever he is traded to prior to the August 1st deadline. Honestly, I really don't care how he performs for any other team. So long as he brings a healthy return in that trade and he continues to perform like we saw tonight, that's all I care about. We'll get back to your text messages. We'll get back to your phone calls, and we'll hear from the star of the night, Mike Myers, as the Royals win 4-1. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
4-1, the final score. Royals even up this three-game series with the Tigers behind. Just a tremendous all-around effort from your boys in blue, led by the 31-year-old on the mound, Mike Myers. Strikes out 8 of the first 13 batters that he faces, a career high. 8 strikeouts across 4 2/3 innings of one-run baseball, walks only 1, and scatters 6 hits. He does not factor in the decision. The win goes to Jose Quas, but really the pitching staff as a whole deserves a big old shiny W for their performance tonight. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Same as our text line number, 913-586-7610. My game notes after this three-run victory are brought to you by J Southland Tow Service. I mentioned Mike Myers. It was his 7th career start, as I mentioned. But he's the 10th different pitcher to start a game for the Royals this season. I've only played 50 games, 10 different starting pitchers. And you might go, oh, yeah, well, what do you expect? The Royals are 20 games below 500, second worst record in Major League Baseball. Of course, yeah, you don't have enough pitching. Well, the only team that's used more starting pitchers than your boys in blue, the Tampa Bay Rays, a team 20 games over 500. That's baseball. Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse and hear from the star of the night, Mike Myers. 4 2/3, 1 run on 6 hits. This audio courtesy of our friends at Bally Sports Kansas City. And you know what? Let's thank Jeff Montgomery of Bally Sports Kansas City for bequeathing his number 21 to Mike Myers, right? Maybe it was the number, the Royals Hall of Fame number, number 21, that made Myers deal in the fashion that he did. Let's hear from the right-hander.
I just felt like we had a good game plan. Sal and I, you know, put together a good game plan with the pitching staff before the game. Talking to Zach and stuff, going over some stuff the first couple of days. So I thought a lot of it was just executing the game plan and getting ahead, like the pitching staff has preached since the beginning of spring training. So a lot easier to pitch when you're ahead, and kind of ran into some trouble in the fifth inning there. And I think a lot of it had to do with just falling behind.
Yeah, it seems like you were pounding the zone a lot, especially with your fastball, your slider, your cutter. Was that something you had intent to do from the early start?
Throw strikes?
Yeah.
I intended to throw strikes at the beginning of the game. I think it just, I would have liked to go a little bit deeper, help the guys out in the bullpen down there. But I think I was able to throw strikes with all my pitches, and I think, when you're able to do that, it just keeps the hitters off balance. Definitely relied a little heavier on my slider, but it was working for me, and the command of it was good tonight.
Deeper meaning, at least one more out to get 5 in?
I don't know. I mean, at least a couple more. We won. That's all that matters. But, the bullpen... you know, pitched really well at the back end, scored some runs, played some good defense, and you know, that's how you win a Major League Baseball game.
Were you running on empty, or did you have fuel left when you came out?
I would have liked some more hitters, but I definitely, let's just say the adrenaline in the big leagues is a little more taxing than the adrenaline in AAA. So, you know, but I think it just, you know, hopefully another start and just, you know, using that adrenaline the right way.
Yeah, that's really good. Really good there from Mike Myers. On this show, we refer to it as big league pressure. It's just, it's different. It's different when you lead. It's different, you know, later in the season. It's different if you're on a good team. There's a lot of different levels to big league pressure, but I mean, how much do I know? Mike Myers, impressive performance, bullpen, base running, defense, offense. Let's go to the text line, 913-586-7610. I'm seeing a lot of love, deservedly so, for Mike Myers. Dan and KCK giving some love. Text here from the 816 and our buddy Anthony in Blue Springs. Vern, I think tonight was about Mike Myers. He was dealing. I loved his performance. Garcia, Olivares, Massey, good game for those youngsters. Bobby dropping the bunt was awesome. Vern, appreciate the time. Signed, Anthony in Blue Springs. Yeah, it's always nice when the boys win, and it's always nice when every different facet of the game contributes. Now, I'll take a win, however. You know, if Zach Greinke wants to spin a no-hitter tomorrow, that'd be very nice. If Salvador Perez wants to go classic captain, drive in four, and the Royals win 4-3 because Greinke delivers another Greinke special, at five innings and a chance to win, I'm all for it. But these are the kind of games that I know I show up for. Well-rounded efforts. These are the type of games I show up for, but also great pitching matchups. In case you needed to know that. Spike in St. Joe. Saw the boy tonight, Spike. He writes in, Vern, I want Nicky Lopez playing third base, and I want him as our leadoff hitter. All right, Spike. You know, I'm not going to say anything bad about Nicky Lopez. I'll tell you that right now. I'm fine with him, you know, starting all over the infield. But I want Bobby at short. I want Michael Garcia in the lineup. I want Michael Massey in the lineup. Now, Nicky Lopez is the best defensive infielder you have. He's got very good bat-to-ball skills. I think Nicky Lopez could have a tremendous career as a utility infielder. I think Nicky Lopez could win championships as a utility infielder. I think Nicky Lopez could be like Jerod Dyson if he accepts and embraces that role, which it obviously looks like he is. He's top-stepping it throughout this one tonight. Nick Prado in the leadoff spot for a second straight day. He goes 0-for-4, does draw a walk in that three-run fourth inning. Spike, I appreciate you listening. Joey in Grain Valley giving some love to Mike Myers. Scott in Kansas City answering the question of Michael or Michael. Who are you more sold on? Who are you closer to being sold on? I love them both. I'm having a difficult time answering the question, to be quite honest. Scott in Kansas City is not, though. He writes, definitely Michael Massey. As a matter of fact, Vern, I would be in favor of a long-term deal. Well, yeah, I don't... he's 25. You have him until he's at least 30, right? He's not going to hit free agency until he's 31? I don't think you need to even consider that right now. Respectfully, I don't think you need to consider that. Scott in Phoenix, spreading more Mike Myers love. Although, Scott, you called it a decent performance. I don't know what you were expecting from Mike Myers coming into the game, but that to me was more than decent. He writes, a decent performance from Mike Myers, who Fesco, of course, insisted on confusing with Austin Powers yesterday. Vern, we need those young bats to keep up what they did tonight, and maybe we can slowly climb out of this hole we're all too accustomed to being in. Looking for a series win tomorrow with Grinke on the hill. Thanks for reading my text. Signed, Scott in Phoenix. From the 620 and John in Mission. Vern, I love to see Raid the Zone being taken to heart. Something to be said about veterans taking advantage of limited opportunities to show the young bucks that production is what warrants playing time. Now, concerning your question of Michael and Michael, I like them both, but I'm leaning Michael Garcia at the moment if I have to pick. Signed, John in Mission. Well, you do have to pick, so thank you. LaDonna, where have you been? I know where you've been. You've been cheering on the boys in blue. You just have a tough time when they're going through rough patches. Now, I feel you. She writes in, Vern, Michael Massey continues to impress on offense and defense. He's a keeper on my team. Yeah, he sure did tonight. Saved at least one run in the sixth inning with that diving catch. Drove in a run with that one-out double to right in the fourth inning. And led off the eighth inning with a single to right field. LaDonna, hope to hear from you soon. Hope to see you out at Craft and Draft even sooner. Riley in Lotawana writes in, Vern, Bobby looks like a different hitter out of the leadoff spot. I think Michael Massey is going to be around the league for a decade. However, Michael Garcia has the higher ceiling, in my opinion. Yeah, I would agree with that. He's, 2.5 years younger? Sure. A little bit... He's a better athlete, right? You're not going to put Michael Massey in center field, but you can Michael Garcia, so I would agree with that point. I agree with the Michael Massey point as well. He's a ball player, man. We talked about it last year. I called him a dirtbag in the best possible way, a guy that I thought, when he was little, I bet you he slept in his baseball pants. Just loves the game. Eats, drinks, breathes baseball. Big fan of Michael Massey. And as far as Bobby looking like a different hitter out of the leadoff spot, I haven't seen that. Not saying you're wrong, but personally, I haven't seen that. Yesterday, hitting in the sixth spot, Bobby went 0-for-4. Today, hitting in the cleanup spot, he went 2-for-4 with a bunt single and a hard hit single to left. Again, you might be right. We'll see. It's two games. Let's see where he goes from here. And let's be honest, we want Bobby at the top of the lineup. 1, 2, or 3, I want that speed at or near the top of the lineup. So hopefully he, last two trips to the plate, picks up a hit. Hopefully that carries into tomorrow. From the 816, Vern, great game tonight. Although the caller in your first segment, Tyler, he should temper the bromance he has with Scott Barlow.
What?
Vern, Barlow's the farthest thing from a top reliever, let alone a closer. In all of organized baseball, the Royals would get nothing for him in any trade. Why am I reading that text? That is, what are you talking about? You're just trying to upset me because you know how I feel about Scott Barlow. Have you been watching Royals baseball for, I don't know, the past 5 years? You can lose this number if you better... You don't respect what Scott Barlow's done for this organization, not just this year, but for the past 5 years? The guy's been the most consistent pitcher in a Royals uniform. Right? Since HDH and Edinson Volquez left town? Who's been more consistent than Scott Barlow? From the 816, why am I reading that? Michael Garcia is so much better than Michael Massey. We might as well trade Massey. Now that's, I hate calling people stupid, but that's stupid. Well, let me take that back. It's not stupid. You're 20 games below 500. Everybody should be available. My bad. Jerry writes in, Vern, there is no one currently playing for the Royals that will ever play in a playoff game while wearing a Royals uniform? What? Wait, hang on. That's not how we're ending the show. That was going to be the last text. From the 913, here's another one. No, the 918. Vern, this might have been one of the best all-around games of the season so far. Okay, that's the final text right there. Yeah, it may have been. I think there, yeah, you know what? No need to debate it. It was a win. We only have 15 of them. Let's enjoy it. Let's hope it becomes 16 tomorrow. Let's hurry up and get out of here before more of those asinine texts come in. It's Zach Greinke against the lefty Matthew Boyd tomorrow night. The finale, the rubber game of this three-game set. 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show starting at 5:30. A hearty thank you to Chris Unocero, helping us out back at the studio. Check out the latest edition of the Character Concerns podcast. You can find that on the Odyssey app. That's where you find Vern's postgame show on the Odyssey app as well. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, 5:30, live from Kraft and Draft. Enjoy the rest of your night, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.